Every night. He never missed chatzot. Every single night.
Even when, remember, we said the story that he was in the captivity by the Jordanians, he made sure to get up chatzot, even though it was asur to go out of the tent of chatzot at the night, to go to the tent where it's considered their shul was in the captivity. Still, every single night. And when after they were released from the Jordanian captivity and they lived in Katamon, that was his main work. Chatzot, getting up chatzot. For 11 years they lived in Katamon, he never missed even one night of chatzot. Every single night, Shmuel used to get up from his bed a little bit after he went to sleep. Right? Right away, all excited. He hardly slept a few hours, 2-3 hours. Excited, running. Why? Because he was going to serve Hashem. And then, sitting on the floor and crying about the goddess of the Shekhinah. Near his house, there was a field in those days, not today, in the Katamon. We used to do Avodas Chatzot. Yeah. Till the morning, of course, it was in the field, yeah? Anything that will destroy his Yanir Chatzot didn't exist in his life. He eliminated it, didn't care for it. For example, if there any weddings, he didn't go. Even if it was his grandchildren, he went to the chuppah, the chai, and he went right away home and went to sleep. Why? Because he has to get up chatzot. Also, Rav Yitzchak Benda was like this. Shmuel was very makpid to sleep before chatzot, not to be up at chatzot only, to sleep before, even if it's a little bit, even so, if it's very late and he has only half an hour, went to sleep and got up. Why? Two reasons. First reason is, you have to get up to Hashem. To get up, not just to be up, to go to sleep and to fight, to arouse yourself to get up. And also, he has to sleep a little bit also. That's the second reason. It was one of the Rav Ari Feinstock, one of the Chashuvim of Breslev. He wrote a book with all kinds of segulas and all kinds of things, how he could get up chatzot, you know, help him get up chatzot. So Shmuel told him, Rav Ari, one thing you're missing from the book. The main aid says to go to sleep early. Go to sleep early. Get up early. What? Huh? Like me last night. I was up at 2. Even in the nights where he was up all night, sometimes there were nights that he was up all night, he made sure before chatzot to lay down on the bench, close his eyes for a minute, and get up. Get up for chatzot. Few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, get up. Also, another thing that showed how much Avodah Chatzot was very good. Around his bed, he had, 5, 6 alarm clocks. Maybe one's not going to work, one's going on, one this. He had a bunch of alarm clocks. Okay. Middle of the night, he used to go to Katamon to the mikvah first, and then he's
to the chatzot. You need to go to the mikvah before chatzot?
You can, why not?
And then what? You just have to go in the morning.
No, I have to go in the morning. I used to go to the mikvah chatzot. The mikvah here is open, usually open at 1 o'clock. Used to, they're building it again, right. They're renewing the mikvah here in Bate Hungarim. Have time? Yes. One more story. Livui mechonit mishtartit v'derech v'fed. It was 1948, the days of the war here in Israel, and at night there was an otzer that you can't go out of the house. Curfew, right? Right? One night, one of the police, he realized there was some guy walking around in the street, going towards the field. Right away, he was suspicion aroused?
Yes.
Arose and he ran after him. And he bumped into Reb Shmuel with his closed eyes. He says, where are you going? So I'm going to the field to do his Bodidut, Reb Shmuel told him. His Bodidut? What is that? The policeman asked. So he told him, his Bodidut is to talk to Hashem. He said, but there's a curfew. And if maybe a bullet will hit you and you won't be able to do it, so Rosh Hashanah said, how will a bullet hit me? Hashem is with me and protecting me. Even the policeman, a simple policeman, I knew to realize who's an idiot and who's a real person, who's a mess. So what did he do? His first thing was, he went to wait here. He said when he got a police car and he drove him to the field and he waited there until he finished the ibadah and then he drove him back home. Shmuel, Shmuel.